Ancient instruction to be studied. The instructions given to Moses for ancient Israel, with their sharp, rigid outlines, are to be studied and obeyed by the people of God today. Moses and God in secret council. Moses, the visible leader of the Israelites, was admitted into the secret councils of the Most High. The people were given evidence that Moses did indeed talk with God, receiving from him the instruction given them. God's covenant, our refuge. The covenant that God made with his people at Sinai is to be our refuge and defense. The Lord said to Moses, "Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation." And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words. And all the people answered together, and said, "All that the Lord hath spoken we will do." This covenant is of just as much force today as it was when the Lord made it with ancient Israel. Quoted. A pledge to the covenant, this is the pledge that God's people are to make in these last days. Their acceptance with God depends on a faithful fulfillment of the terms of their agreement with Him. God includes in His covenant all who will obey Him. To all who will do justice and judgment, keeping their hand from doing any evil, the promise is, "Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters, I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off." Glory of cloud emanated from Christ, the cloud that guided Israel, stood over the tabernacle. The glory of the cloud emanated from Jesus Christ, who from the midst of the glory talked with Moses, as he had talked with him from the burning bush. The brightness of God's presence was enshrouded in the darkness of the cloud which he made his pavilion, that the people could endure to look upon the cloud, as seeing him who is invisible. This was God's plan whereby he might approach man.